Carl Ben Eielson hailed from Hatton, North Dakota. He was a pioneer in aviation and helped open the vast Alaskan territory to air travel. It was his mission to use a plane to help people and explore the world. His life would come to a tragic end in doing just that. His story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Farming and land ownership comes with its share of liabilities, and you need an insurance company to help protect you. But when it comes down to it, what you really need is an individual who truly understands what you deal with each day and knows how to help you see what you may have overlooked. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm and ranch insurer in the nation. They have farm-certified agents. Those are agents that are specifically trained to handle the needs of farmers. I know there was a lot I'd overlooked, and that's why we created short videos to help address those key concerns. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host quick shows on important topics to help you protect your next.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Carl Ben Eielson grew up in Hatton, North Dakota. The aviator made a name for himself in Alaska, setting up mail routes and then teaming with Australian explorer Hubert Wilkins in 1928 to fly from Point Barrow to Norway, the first such flight in history. Gary Lillimone says the two then headed to the south end of the world.
There had never been a plane in the Antarctic before. And in their flying in the Antarctic, they discovered six new islands. This was done at Christmas time.
But Eielson's love was Alaska. Wilkins stayed in the Antarctic, while Eielson set up an airline in the Alaskan Territory.
And it was in 1929 that he received an SOS call from a Russian fur trading ship off the coast of Siberia. They were icebound in the ocean there.
Eielson set out to rescue those on the stranded ship.
There were several million dollars worth of furs and several fur traders on this ship. Carl Ben Eielson and his mechanic, Earl Borland, made one successful rescue flight. But on the second leg of that flight, weather conditions were very bad. Their plane crashed.
Our large funeral was held in his hometown of Hatton, with dignitaries from around the world attending. The Hatton Eielson Museum shares the story, along with many artifacts of his life and area history.
We have his Fokker plane. This is the plane that he flew most in Alaska on display. It is one of two in existence in the world.
His story and his legacy are still an important part of the history shared at this museum in his hometown. Driving the Countryside, in Hatton, North Dakota, I'm Andrew McRae.